at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1993 in Alexandria Bay, New York, the founder and at the time head of Smoky Mountain Wrestling, SMW, Jim Cornette stunned many, especially Bobby Heenan, when he showed up at a taping of World Wrestling Federation, WWF, Monday Night Raw. He told the spectators that he would manage the heavenly bodies and be the American spokesperson for Yokozuna, who was at the time the WWF champion. In 1980 in Charlotte, North Carolina, Greg Valentine took home the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, United States Heavyweight title when he pinned Ric Flair. That ended Flair's fourth title reign. In 2002 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Low Key became the first Ring of Honor, ROH, champion when he beat Spanky, Christopher Daniels, and Doug Williams. In 1991 in Memphis, Tennessee, Awesome Kong took home the United States Wrestling Association, USWA, unified world title when he defeated Jerry Lawler, ending Lawler's eighth title run. In 1985 in Poughkeepsie, New York, Miss Elizabeth made her World Wrestling Federation, WWF, debut as Macho Man Randy Savage's manager.
Ooh, yeah! You dig it?
And in 1979 in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Roddy Piper made his World Wrestling Federation, WWF, TV debut in memorable fashion by playing bagpipes until the ref told him to stop. You know, I play my bagpipe for my wife until she tells me to stop. Usually it only lasts a few seconds. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.